Luke 18, verse 10. And he spake this parable, verse 9, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Now, all the time in the New Testament that Christ was alive before the crucifixion, the word for temple is hieron. It's the entire temple complex. H-I-E-R-O-N. After his death, every reference to the temple is naos, which is this, the holy place and the holy of holies. So we've emphasized this a lot, but when you are the temple of God, you are the naos of God, therefore within you, because of what happened on Pentecost, with the holy of holies and the holy place is there, but now the veil is rent by his flesh, so you can boldly enter the throne of grace. Let's look at one more. Look at 2 Thessalonians.
What do you say the naos is the what?
It's the holy place and the holy of holies, the temple that's inside the temple.
And that's the naos?
Right. That's what that's got in it. Outside the veil, inside that holy place, is the table of showbread, the altar of incense, and the candlestick. And then you go through the veil, and there's the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat, and the cherubim. And that's where Christ is. That's called the throne. And that's where you're seated with him in the heavens. Now here, what we're about to read, hold on, I'll just read it for a second. What did I say?
2 Thessalonians.
Yeah, chapter 2. We beseech you, brethren, by the coming or presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's naos. You're the temple, naos. This son of perdition, the man of sin, the Antichrist, Jezaniah, that's you sitting in the temple of God. Every reference in the book of Revelations of the temple is naos, not hieron. Now there's going to be wars fought because some nut is going to go blow up the Dome of the Rock, the holy place of the Muslims where the temple once stood, and then all hell's going to break loose. You can almost bet on it. And it's just because of that. The misunderstanding that this word right here, that's where they get the Antichrist is going to be seated. It's just nuts. And this is major. The day cannot come except there come a falling away first. And the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He has been revealed, and it's you and me. Does anybody believe that really?
This has to be in line
temple, the heavenly place, came down on Pentecost.
Okay.
It's our surrounding reality, but we as believers are already inside that place. I mean, you potentially are because the way has been complete. But if you think there's something to do, then you're not there.
Well, yeah, when you get your focus is back on yourself, and you're right back there.
Or back to anything in time and space.
Simple as.
That's why if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If any man gives, and that all that means is give breath. If you give breath to anything in the world, give importance to anything, then you've left the mercy seat. You've returned to the evil one. This is as big as it gets for your understanding. Otherwise, you will always be tempted to use your mind for something. But your mind is the son of perdition, the man of sin.
What's interesting is you can't even use your mind to understand it.
You have to. The only way of everything, you need that no man teach you anything. Because of the anointing you receive. But if once your mind is back in the world, then the veil is there. And you return to being a brute beast, making judgments after the flesh. Let's go to Jude. We haven't been to Jude for a long time. We're just gonna read all of Jude. That's what we're gonna do.
Just read the first chapter.
Jude 2, verse 3. Jude. Now who is Jude? Huh?
I can't find Jude.
Just go to Revelation and go one page back.
Oh, I was going just before
you. Huh?
I was thinking of
okay.
Servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James.
James and Jude were both brothers after the flesh of Christ. But neither one of them, when writing, say that because it was their own humility. They said, not I am the brother of Jesus, but I'm the brother of James, or in Jude it says he's a brother of Jude. That's humility. We would say, well, I'm Jesus' brother.
Yeah, close personal friends with Jesus.
Yeah, he's right. We grew up together. But, all right. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, and remember, ungodly just means wrong thinking, or thinking at all. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Now, what does lascivious mean? Anybody remember? Well, those of you with a little machine can look it up, huh?
Wanting more than you have? Wasn't it just real simple?
Extremely lustful.
Anybody else?
Lustful and lewd, is that part of it? I'd have to think through it over.
Dun, 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 dun.
unbridled lust, excess, licentiousness, wantonness, outrageousness, shamelessness.
Wantonness, it's all things, but basically it's wanting things to be different than they are. And that's as big as it gets in terms of how we live. There is nothing that can happen to you that isn't ordained of God. And if you want it to be different than it is, then you are lascivious. And it needs to be repented of quickly.
They turn grace into lasciviousness.
Using grace as a way to justify or...
Oh, you justify everything.
Grace, so I need to...
You are they that justify yourselves among men, but God knoweth your hearts. So, it's natural. Ungodly men are preaching what? They're preaching success. They're preaching how to get things to be different than they are. They're preaching how to have happy kids, how to have a good marriage. They're teaching politics. They're everything. And it's all lasciviousness, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. And denying the only Lord God, and our Lord Jesus Christ. How do you deny him? You deny him. You don't deny him by saying he doesn't exist. You deny him by saying either he's impotent and you need to help. Really, just saying you deny him by saying you exist.
You're denying him by thinking you can do it better and faster. I do that sometimes.
I will therefore put you in remembrance, though we once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also, these filthy dreamers, have great ideas. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. But it just came out. Filthy dreamers have a way to do things. They imagine great things. I know a lot about this. I was the filthiest of filthy dreamers. Defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these speak evil of those things which they know not, and what they know naturally as brute beasts in those things they corrupt themselves, because they're looking on the outward things rather than seeing through. They're looking at it. We once read in Deuteronomy 13 all those things that you're forbidden to do, and every one of those things is what your mind does naturally. What, woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for a reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity.
And just about took care of every really bad thing in the scriptures. Cain, Korah, and the rebellion, and the earth swallowing him in.
These are spots in your feasts of charity, your love feast, your Seder meal. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed. We got a whole bunches of ungodlies in one sentence, because ungodly is all about thinking. The only right thinking is the mind of Christ, the emptiness. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts. Their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words which are spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you know what I said? Sensual just means walking after your senses, which is just the natural thing everybody in the world does, and they're called Gentiles. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Hallelujah. You can't save them from You can't pull them out of the fire when you're in the fire. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And it's all this is based on what? It's based on that there's this evil one sitting in the temple, you, of God, showing himself that he is God. How does he show himself? Because he judges for himself good and evil. The same as that which tempted the snake. Let's look at that one more time. Go to Genesis 3. Verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. The big, humongous mistake. And she added, you can't touch it. You touch it by having dominion over it. When you eat it, then you are condemned to eat dust the rest of your, all the days of your life. And you're eating dust when you gain sustenance and satisfaction from anything in the world system. Because that's what the snake is condemned to do, to be led by his appetites or by his belly, and to eat dust all the days of his life. And that's you and I, unless we abandon ourselves. And let that one life, which is Christ, be our only life. Again, this comes only by repentance. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And this is what the serpent said. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes will be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat it, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And boom! The eyes of them were opened. And they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And this one scripture just should ring in your ears of all time, at all times. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and he said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Who told you that something needed to be different than it is? Adam and Eve, and your genealogy goes back to them, and you're born with that mind, that evil one. And you must die. But it's not really you, because there's not three of you. There's only the evil one, masquerading as the old you. New creature, which is totally different, has no reference to the past. Different order, different genus. It's Christ in you, as you. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God, mine own eternal self, live thou thy life in me. Do thou thy will in me. Be thou made flesh in me. I have no self but thee. I have no will but thine. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God. Therein is, in a few words, is the gospel. If you hear it, you'll never hear anything else. Amen. We didn't get very far today. Anybody have any response?
We got all the way through Jude. That's a long way. So it's just one chapter. It's only one chapter because no one can take any more chapters.
Anybody have any response besides Mr. John?
First thing they did was enter into
said was eating the tree of life.
But they did that out of disobedience. Then they ate the tree. I mean, that's they're all mixed right in there at the same moment.
Well, either way, if that evil one is alive, you can, and you, doesn't matter what you call yourself, doesn't matter what you think you're doing, you're out of the way, and you've gone your own way. And we've heard too much to have any excuse for. Bojo? Amen?
Did you already say take a big gun?
I haven't said that. Are you hinting?
No, you said we didn't get very far today, so I assumed we were done.
I'll say take a big gun now. I'm going to turn it off. No, I'm not either. I'm going to stop recording.